This season is a time of lights. Christmas tree lights, menorah lights, star lights, moon lights, light on snow, light on water, candles, stars, and menorahs. The lights we decorate with may be different, but the message they share is the same. Love. Be kind to each other and share. What we'd like to do now is to tell you a story about a wise old owl and four children and how they found the brightest light. Of the children.
Hello, children. Are you children lost?
Yes.
Well, maybe.
We come from the lost land.
The lost land? Well,
The great feathered owl repeated as he shifted his weight from one foot to the other, and then he shifted back to the other foot, and he
shrugged his giant wings, and he said, "Look, I don't think I understand. You tell me that you came from the lost land. But it seems to me if you came from the lost land and you're here now, you must not be lost."
"We are looking for the light."
"Light? Why would you want light? We owls, we see best in the dark."
The children looked at one another.
Especially in December.
People would decorate their trees and houses to celebrate the winter solstice.
Our family would light the candles of our menorah and thank God for guiding our people safely home.
Another family would hang a pretty star of the manger to celebrate the birth of baby Jesus.
But then one day, when everybody would light their candles and hang pretty lights, they started fighting.
Each family thought their lights were best, and they started stealing people's lights, and they stole people's menorahs and hid them. There was much fighting. Finally, they made laws forbidding any holiday lights or decorations.
They wouldn't even let Santa Claus bring presents, so now it's very dark and quiet inside.
Well, the old owl, he slowly blinked his eyes and said, "That's a very sad story. It reminds me of,
he thought and he thought, and he slowly rocked back and forth. He was just about to remember. "I remember when. Oh my, listen to the nightingale sing. So pretty, it
always makes me sleepy."
His voice drifted off and his eyes stopped blinking, and one by one, the children fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden... The children jumped to their feet.
Oh, that's just Robbie the Rooster, the owl said. He gets excited when the sun comes up. He's always jumps up and down and he squawks like that. He won't stop until he wakes up the whole forest. Robbie, quiet down. How's an owl supposed to think? Now, let me see the children. Your parents are lost and I'm trying to help you find them. You're lost and
no!
I'm lost? Well, somebody's lost. Gee, oh dear, I can't remember.
We're looking for the light.
The holiday light.
Oh, yes, now I remember. Yeah. Yes, it's gonna work. We'll have a big parade with marching bands and majorettes and silly clowns and family pets, and everyone will come to see the parade.
Started searching for the lights and the manger and the menorah and the Christmas tree. They went uphill and downhill. Find the holiday trimmings anywhere. They were very discouraged. I've got another idea. Well, the children remembered his last idea. They looked at each other skeptically. So you could take turns. One year, you could celebrate the birth of baby Jesus. And the next, the Festival of Lights. And then the next, you could...
Stop!
We looked all day and we can't find the holiday lights.
Gee, I'm sorry, children. I wish I could help you. I've got a great idea. No, yes, really, really. At least I think it's pretty good. You can make your holiday treasures right here. Right here on this spot. Then he flew over. Just then, Mr. Owl flew back. I just saw a cave. I'll bet that's where they hid the menorah. I know you might get lost, but I think we can fix it. Slowly, Andrew reached into his pocket, and he took out one tiny candle and a match.
I was saving it for the tree, but you need it.
The children ran to the cave, and with one little candle, they looked for the menorah. As the children searched, the light from the candle grew brighter and brighter, and then they found the menorah.